Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about, are you really spiritual? There are many, many people who believe that going to church, reading the Bible, meditating in an ashram, and doing good deeds is what it takes to be spiritual. This may or may not be true. I don't really know. What I do know is that spirituality comes from a much deeper place of responsibility for who we are and how we act in this world. I've been a person who has studied Kabbalah for a few years now, on and off, and I received a wonderful, wonderful teaching based on the splitting of the Red Sea. I am not going to go into the story itself, for I believe most of you know the overall story, and that's not what's important here. It's really what the story represents in terms of how we lead our lives, and that's the part that I want to share with you, because that's the part that I believe is the essence of true spirituality. First of all, it's something that you create on the road as you live your life. One can do it through meditation, but it's really true your interactions both with yourself, interpersonally, as well as those interactions that you have with others, interpersonally. There's two ways that we can look at our lives. If we've had hard lives, if we've had to overcome a lot of challenges, one is to consistently go back to the negative things that happened in our past, the way that we feel people have harmed or hurt us. And the other way is to look toward what you are creating in your world, what you'd like your life to become. Certainly, if one is in a positive mind space, thinking about what they are becoming, all of a sudden, life becomes a hell of a lot more fun and interesting. This is where responsibility comes forth. You are responsible for your own life. You're responsible for the way that you interpret those things that happen in your world. And you are responsible for how you interact, both in terms of what you tell yourself in your mind and how you project those thoughts out into the world at large in your interactions with other people. Do you focus on the problem or do you focus on the solution? Focusing on the solution is going to get you a lot further in life. Do you harm people in how you talk to them? Or do you help heal people in how you interact with them? Do you encourage others to meet their goals? Or do you discourage them from going for their goals? Do you allow others to have different opinions than yours? Or do you have to slam them down because you have to be right, no matter the cost? Are you willing to get out of your own comfort zone in order to reach for your own ideal life? Walking through the fear to get to the other side? Are you staying in your comfort zone because to do anything else is, well, too scary to even think about, never mind going there? And in your staying there, you drag everyone down around you because to take on a challenge is, you know, too hard. So why would they want to do that? And instead, cheering them on, giving them support, and allowing for some bravery to actually allow this person you care about to be who they are in reaching for whatever is important to them. Are you a person who is capable of taking responsibility when you do something wrong or if you actually do hurt a person? Or do you blame them because, you know, they just didn't get it, whatever the joke was that you were telling that put them at the center of it? Are you a humble person? Are you able to admit that there are a lot of things out in the world that you know nothing about, and defer your opinion to someone who may know something more than you do about that particular subject? Humbling yourself is a very important aspect to spirituality. Do you jump to conclusions, thinking that you know things that you could possibly never know? The Kabbalists speak a lot of refraining from doing anything, because even if you respond to something with a bit of thought, maybe there's some aspect in the equation that you missed along the way. So you refrain, and you see what happens, and then you take action. Do you gossip about the people in your world and say nasty things about them behind their backs? There's a difference between making a comment about a situation that you are involved in and just speaking meanly about somebody that you are apparently angry with at that moment you made that comment. Otherwise, why would you have to gossip about anyone? Why don't you speak about the people who brought blessings to your life? That's a much more inspirational, aspirational way of communicating what truly deeply matters to you, because it really demonstrates the ways in which you feel loved by others. That loving and being loved is indeed possible. Spirituality does take thought. It takes getting in touch with your inner self. And most of all, it takes an understanding of who you are and how you relate out in the world, who wants to use your talents and creative gifts to help others, heal others, while being true to who you are at your very deepest essence. That's what spirituality is all about. It's really not about judgment of others or judgment of self. It's not about needing to be better than, smarter than, wealthier than anyone else. It's about meeting people where they're at with love, grace, and always helping them keep their own dignity. If you're doing that, you are, in my estimation, being spiritual in how you live your life. Based on my journey into Kabbalah thus far. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a weblog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.